The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Welcome along. It's the Boxing Day Premier League fixture. I should have some like sleigh bells in this part, but that would require some prep. I haven't. I'll put them on afterwards. It'll sound like I've done all my work. Ron Atkinson, Robbie Sevens and Derek McGovern are on the line to have a look at a full Premier League programme on Boxing Day. You well, guys?
Yeah, great.
Very well, thank you.
Let's crack on, because we've got plenty to get through. And we'll start off with Hull versus Manchester United, which is the TV game, 12:45 on Boxing Day. The odds, first of all, 5-1. For Hull to win this one at home, 13-5 the price for the draw, and it's 8-13 for Manchester United to win away from home. Man United are seventh now, 28 points, eight off the top of the table where Liverpool sit. Hull City are in 12th with 20 points. Hull's home form hasn't really been their issue. They had that loss to Crystal Palace when they peppered the Palace goal, and Palace were down to 10 men. That's their only loss of the season, beating Liverpool 3-1, beating Sunderland, beating West Ham already, and beaten Norwich, a few draws in there. But Robbie, we'll start with you. Man United are starting to get the job done, aren't they? They're not conceding goals, they're winning games, maybe not playing brilliantly, but suddenly...
They did concede one on Saturday, didn't they?
Yes, they did, yeah.
Yes, and cost me my best of the day. Thank you, Ronaldo.
Yeah, Robbie, Derek went for... was it Man United to win to nil?
Yeah.
Did concede one, but generally not conceding too many goals, Robbie. Should Man United get this done at Hull?
I think United will win. I think United to nil. I just think they'll go there and win.
Yeah, the to nil, Derek. Would you trust them again here, Man United, to win?
A bit short, aren't they? I don't think, you know, they're being priced almost as if they were the United of old, and they're still a long way short of that. Van Persie's still out, obviously. Rooney played. I don't think he was the Rooney we've seen earlier in the season at the weekend. And by all accounts, I mean, I have to say, I only saw the highlights, read the reports. They weren't great. You know, they did what they had to do to beat a terrible West Ham side. No one's going to Hull and I'm getting an easy time right now. And I just think 8-13 is a sure price. I'm tempted, you know. I think 5-1 is a little bit big for Hull here. But, you know, what I might do is go for the handicap. I think United are there to be opposed at short prices, Lee. So I'm going to go for Hull plus a goal at 13-10.
Ron, the Hull manager set themselves a target, or he set the club a target of having 20 points by, I think he said, either by Christmas or by the turn of the year. So they've done that. That's 20 points they've got, Hull. A great first half of the season for them. Couldn't really ask for much more, could you?
No, I mean, that's surprising they've got that many points, because they don't seem to have done much away. They won at Newcastle, didn't they? They've drawn an awful lot of games. I mean, the standout result is the Liverpool one. I mean, you take the other home results you mentioned there. You know, there's nothing that you would surprise you. But the Liverpool one did surprise you. How much was that Liverpool not bang at it that day? Or you probably have to say, oh, we're at it. I fancy United. I do fancy United. And, I mean, they've got a run of fixtures now where if they're going to make any impression on the league, they've just started to claw a bit back. I fancy United, and I think I don't fancy Hull to score. I think United will win 2-0.
2-0 to Manchester United is 13-2. If you just wanted to go on Man United being the only team to score, then it's 6-4. The headline offers feature Danny Graham to score and Hull to win at 10-1, and Wayne Rooney to score and Man United to win at 7-4. Which that might look a decent price come 2:30
for Ron's favour. They've been against Chelsea, Man City, and Arsenal this season. Hull have lost 2-0, exactly 2-0. So there you go.
Yeah, interesting one. Yeah, we'll just run down the fixtures in chronological order rather than doing the TV game next. So we'll do that one last. It's a cracker as well. Man City, Liverpool. So we'll do that one at the end. Everton Sunderland next at one of the 3 o'clock kickoffs. The prices, first of all, Everton are 2-5. Wow, 7-2 the draw, and 7-1 the price for Sunderland to win this one. Initial reaction, I guess, is that Everton are very, very short. But why not, Ron? I suppose they're not doing anything wrong. They're the winning games, the scoring goals. They show no signs of slacking off, do they? And, you know, Ross Barkley once again like lit up the pitch, didn't he, on Sunday?
Yeah. I'll tell you where they did well on the free kick, Robbie, didn't they? For all the world, it looked as if it was going to be a left-footed one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought Barkley was on the air as a sort of a dummy, really. I was amazed when he took it. I thought it was going to be a left-footed one. But, full marks, yeah. I mean, the only thing that's... I've looked at a lot of the Boxing Day fixtures, and there's a lot of what you'd say, forget the scoreline, a lot of what you'd say, predictable results. But there's always that Boxing Day one, isn't there? There's always a funny one on Boxing Day, one that comes from nowhere, and you go, well, how's that happened? Whether it's this one, I don't know. I mean, you can't in your right mind have any sort of support for Sunderland. A couple of away draws at the Villa and West Ham where they played okay and maybe should have got the maximum points, but they're going to a team now that the adrenaline rush that must be getting at Goodison must, you know, you'd have to back them. Just wonder, he's gone four games, hasn't he, Lukaku, without scoring.
Mm.
Whether he'll either get dropped or whether he'll stick with the score.
He looked up the pace, didn't he, on Sunday? He didn't look
Well, they got Jelovic to come in, but I mean, he's hardly set the Premier League alight this year either, has he?
It's all of a sudden, you know, we're talking about Everton top four now, and they've done, on current form, they are where they deserve to be, but you look, they aren't covered well out up front, are they? Lukaku goes off the boil or gets injured. There's not that much to come in for them.
You know, I do think, Derek, I think he's making quite a big issue about how cleverly he's used the loan system. I think that's a bit wrong, that a club like Everton should be, you know, relying on the loan system as their saviour.
Mm.
Mm.
I know.
You know, I do. But anyway, they've got it. They've got the winger. Gareth Barry is playing very, very well for them. You can't make a case for Sunderland, can you?
Yeah. No, especially when Robbie, you look at Sunderland's away form, and they haven't scored a goal, Sunderland, away from home in the last six games. And Everton have no problem scoring at home. Everton should just outscore Sunderland, shouldn't they?
You've got, I'd say, 2 or 3 nil. And
really?
Everton to nil, what was that, Lee?
Well, Everton 2-0 is 6-1. 3-0 is 15-2. And Everton to win to nil is 23-20.
That's a good bet.
Everton to nil.
Everton to nil. Yeah, you can see that. It's just Sunderland scoring their goals, isn't it? Derek, you remind us of what you're going for.
Well, I've got to go for Everton. I mean, the Lukaku thing aside, I think that, you know, everywhere else in the team are just playing exceptionally well. This fixture finished 2-1 for Everton last season, but remember, it was two late goals. They were 1-0 down with 15 minutes to go. I think two late goals. I think Fellaini got one, and Jelovic. I can't make a case. 7-1 Sunderland. Any team normally at 7-1 at Goodison I'd go for, but not in this season's form. This is a different Everton. What a job the manager's doing. Robbie's favourite person. Fantastic job he's doing. In the running for manager of the year, any Rob? Surely.
Do you not think there's been a bit? I mean, I think they've been a bit belittling to Moyes. I was listening to some of the commentary yesterday, and it's almost as if he's gone in and completely revitalised the whole club and turned it round.
Well,
I mean, I don't see that much difference in Everton now. And Everton, all right, sometimes the centre-backs pass to each other a bit too much, but I don't see that much difference in them. They're just good players. They've got some, and they've got a defence that knows how to play.
Well, yeah, but it's the same defence that they had with Moyes, isn't it? But
and by the way, that was a good defence.
Yeah.
That was the strength of the team.
Yeah, but Barkley wouldn't have been getting a game under Moyes. That's the big thing.
Yeah, he might have been, Derek. I mean, he's a year on. Like, he was getting some game time last year.
Yeah.
And he played for England last year, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
So he got some game time, and it's a natural progression. I actually think they've been a bit disrespectful to David Moyes, some of the commentators.
I do think a lot of the Everton fans I've talked down to just sort of mention that it's the mindset of the team. You know, they expect to win games, whereas under Moyes, you know, a draw would be a good result kind of thing. I think.
But you've got the confidence of getting good results as well. Robbie will tell you, you get two or three wins and you think you can beat anybody then.
Yeah,
you know, it's that
I
big.
I really get two or three wins in my career.
Not even on a coupon. Everton -2, 5-2 for me. I think they'll walk all over Sunderland.
Yep. And Everton 2-0 for Robbie. Just remind us, Ron, what you're going for.
I'll go for Everton 2-0.
Yep. Tottenham West Brom next. 8-15 Tottenham. 3-1 the price for the draw, and West Brom are 5-1. The battle of the clubs looking for a manager at the moment. Tottenham got the win against Southampton that that Tim Sherwood and the players needed, and that man Adebayor gets three in his two games. It's just, of course he did. As for West Brom, well, they had a 1-1 draw against Hull, which they had to leave it late to get the point as well against them. So things haven't particularly turned the right way for them, Ron. Interesting game this one, but Tottenham just seem maybe just starting to find a little bit of form, because they weren't in terrible form before when AVB went, were they? It's just that they kept getting smashed to bits by good clubs.
In actual fact, there's something about it. They got more points. Yeah. They had more points when he left than they had this time last year, didn't they?
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, West Brom have been disappointing. West Brom are doing now what you'd expect them to do, and you can't see how West Brom can beat Tottenham, can you?
No, no, they don't seem to have the confidence, do they?
No, but you're Tottenham. I mean, the crowd, they'll have the feel-good factor. I know the West Ham thing was a bit of a kick in the ghoulies from, but I think going out against the... Yeah, I'm going to go for them. The only factor that might be is Ben Foster's back, who might produce a sort of miracle scene. I'd go from winning at half-time and winning at the end.
Tottenham to be winning at half-time and full-time is 6-5. Not the best price in the world. Adebayor to score and Tottenham to win. Robbie is 2-1. Would that interest you? Do you think Tottenham win this one?
Well, the funny thing is, transfer window just appearing and Adebayor started. But...
Well, I was going to say that. Yeah, that he does seem to time his performances, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He times his performances very, very well, I've got to say. His two goals, the one against West Ham and the one against Southampton. Obviously, not this count in the third one. Two fantastic volleys, great technique. And Tim Sherwood, you know, put all his eggs in one basket. He wants that job. Will he get it, Ron, do you think?
No. Funnily enough, do you remember me saying, Derek, when we're talking a week, don't rule Van Gaal out? I see he's come well into the frame, hasn't he?
6-1 now, Van Gaal.
He's just ruled himself out, though, I heard on Skype.
Oh, has he? It would be awkward with the World Cup coming up, yeah. And Tim Sherwood said he doesn't want the interim situation.
5-4, Tim Sherwood is to be the next permanent, be careful, the next permanent manager. So, you know, he has to sign a contract with a permanent contract, which can be difficult in these situations, you know. Glenn Hoddle is the one who's been gambled into 9-2.
Well, he threw his hat into the ring yesterday, didn't he? Must be some big ring. I think he's got a chance of getting it, Glenn Hoddle, to be honest. I don't know if the Sherwood doesn't seem to fit to me. I don't know why.
I agree with you, Normie.
Yeah.
It seems like in his interview, I don't know him, but he seems to come across as no one at all. Do you know what I mean? Without being a manager, when he said, you know, don't care about the projects. Well, the project Liverpool's doing well at the minute, isn't it? Top of the league.
Robbie, how many times did Martin O'Neill ever say to you, we're here for the project? We're here to win.
I know what you're saying, Ron. I know what you're saying.
I mean, it is one of my least favourite sayings, project. You're there as a team to win, aren't you?
But to Brendan Rodgers' credit, you know, the project probably meant, you know, for the longevity. Yeah. I mean, not so... I just think that I'm just not sure about him. I agree with Dell, I'm not sure, but you got to say... Fantastic win, and his teams will be exciting to watch. That's no doubt.
Yeah. And at least I suppose, you know, the problem the Spurs fans had with Andre Villas-Boas' style was that they weren't attacking enough, were they, with all that array of talent? And they do look a different team. They look more of a kind of English type team, don't they? Yeah, Tottenham with the same talent.
Yeah, I've got to say I like his honesty.
Yeah, yeah.
I love his honesty in his press conference. He's not one of these assistant managers that goes into the job and dithers. He's straight on the table. I won it off. I don't get it. I'm off.
Yeah, fair enough, isn't it? He probably thinks he'll get another job, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The incident, while we're talking about managers, the permanent West Brom manager market is pretty much the same as we had before. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer still a favourite, 5-4. Pepe Mel is 4-1. Malky Mackay's drifted now because obviously Vincent Tan's changed his mind, so he's 5-1.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Who the bloody hell's Pepe?
Ron, I was going to ask you the same question.
Who's Pepe Mel?
Ron, come on. You have to research these kind of programmes. Dan, who is it?
Pepe Mel? I'll tell you what, you sure you don't mean Paul Clemens?
There we go. Spanish coach Pepe Mel has emerged as a contender to be Albion's new head coach. I'm trying to find out who he is. He's a former footballer. He's been managing at Real Betis. So he led the club to promotion into the Spanish top flight, finished seventh, and he was sacked earlier this season after a poor start. So 2010, Real Betis got him promoted and got sacked.
Let's be fair, anybody can manage that club.
I can now. Now the roots have been laid. now the foundations are there.
So Pepe Mel.
Yeah, but yeah, right, Robbie, you're spot on. Anybody can manage the club, but they can't manage them into the top three every year.
As far as the game goes, Tottenham West Brom. Tottenham wins for all three.
No, I'm going for West Brom here. I think Tottenham look very easy to score against all of us. And something about West Brom, a bit like Aston Villa, I fancy them having a go away from home. I'd always back them away from home, and they drew 1-1 here last season, by the way. And Tottenham were probably a better side then than they're playing right now.
Yeah, certainly West Brom were a better side then, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to go for West Brom here. I think the surprise result run's been going on about Boxing Day always throws right, up but, yeah. This is going to be it,
right? Yeah. Fair enough. If they win, Shane Long is a probable scorer, I guess. It's 10-1 for Shane Long to score in a West Brom win.
Yeah.
Obviously adding a few bits in there, aren't you? But if you're going for that, Robbie, you're going for Tottenham. And Ron, you're the same. Yeah?
I'll go for Tottenham.
Tottenham to nil for Robbie as well. Yeah. Tottenham to win to nil is.
I'll go for 2-0.
6-4 for Tottenham to win 2-0, and Tottenham to win 2-0 is 7-1.
Them both.
So Dardo to get 2 or more is 4-1. So I'll let you guys do the maths out there. Aston Villa play Crystal Palace at 3 o'clock on Boxing Day. 10-11 Villa, 11-5 the draw, 7-2 for Crystal Palace. Villa are 13th, 6 points ahead of Palace, who are back in the bottom three after losing 3-0 to Newcastle. Good performance by Newcastle, because saw a few people saying that they could struggle against an up and at at Crystal Palace side. Lost to Chelsea as well, of course, that's two on the bounce. But then you look at Villa, Derek, and their three game losing streak now against Fulham, against Man United, and against Stoke, where they've only scored one goal in those three and conceded seven.
Yeah, and they're just not looking aside either. I think, me, League 72 Palace here all day long could well be me better the week. I just can't understand how anybody in their right mind would back Villa at home at any stage. Villa at home at odds on. Okay, it's only Palace, but then, there's much of a muchness down at that bottom. I don't see Villa being any better than Palace, to be honest. I think 72 is a massive price for the visitors. They get my bet.
Ron?
I don't think Palace will win. What price is the draw?
The draw is 11-5.
I think that might interest me more than when the Palace win or a Villa win. I think the draw would be. That would be my nomination. That is hard. Neither of them will get a point, I don't think. I find it ever such a hard one. You think our Palace going to go there and scrap battle, contest. Pulis has won games at Villa Park with Stoke a few times, that's for sure. Draw, yeah. The more I look at it, it would draw.
Robbie, Aston Villa Palace at Villa Park?
Yeah, I go with Ron, a draw.
Yeah, 11-5. Probably could be a low-scoring one as well, so you could take the 0-0 draw, 17-2. The 1-1 is 6-1, if you fancy putting a correct score.
I go 1-1. I think there'll be a goal. I can't see either defence being good enough for 90 minutes to last that.
Ron, what has happened to Aston Villa's defence? I've never seen such a poor Villa defence in all my time in the Premier League.
Well, they haven't got good players there.
If you watch him, Ron, they pass it between them, then they pass it to the centre forward of the team, and then they go on to score.
It's not a good idea, is it?
But you see, Robbie, I think people are getting carried away with this business of centre. It would drive me up the wall, centre halves passing to each other all game. Yeah. You're always liable to get an interception. I've seen quite a lot of that recently, where there was a few in the game yesterday with Swansea, where the defenders got caught on the ball trying to be overplay. I think if you're struggling and you've got a big centre forward who they've got, he's not going to play. Benteke's not going to play. Agbonlahor could be back, I think. I think his ban is over, I think. Then your best bet is to get it into him. I know it sounds a bit rustic, but get it into him and get people around the ball in the top half of the field. You know, you get ordinary players trying to be Mazepas and Beckenbauers and all that. Get it up to them that can play a bit.
Yeah.
And I think I think that happens with a lot of these. There's so many teams now, poor teams, who get the priorities wrong. They think in terms of defenders having to be players with the ball as opposed to doing what they're paid to do, and that's defend the goal.
That's page 53 out of How to Manage by Ron Atkinson. I like it. Draw for you two, and Derek, you're
Palace,
going for
Palace for me, yeah.
Palace win 7-2. Cardiff versus Southampton next. Cardiff are priced up at 11-5. It's 11-5 the draw, and Southampton 13-10. Typical, isn't it? You get a strong tan, it fades before you know it. Just what you need. Southampton losing at home to Tottenham, as we've already discussed, 3-2. Lambert getting a goal, though, and Lallana impressing everyone again. Cardiff absolutely battered in the first half at Anfield. I did put in a much better performance, no pun intended, with the goal from Much. You'd have been kicking yourself, Derek, that you didn't back him, because you've been singing Much's praises all season, haven't you, as a goal scorer?
He looked all right as well. He looked a decent player in the face. You know, when they were getting hammered, Cardiff, he looked like the only bright spark they had. But fantastic second half performance by them. I actually think they're overpriced here. I mean, that will give them a real shot in the arm, that, you know, although they lost, they came away with a 3-1 defeat. They outplayed Liverpool for large part of the second half. Yeah, Liverpool probably took their foot off the gas, I know. But Southampton at the moment are nothing to fear. I mean, I thought, you know, with a couple of draws before Sunday, they'd steadied the ship a bit, but I thought they were a bit ordinary against Tottenham. I really did. Easy to score against two. I think they're overpriced here, Cardiff, 11-5. I don't think they've got anything to fear.
Does look a decent price for them at home, Robbie. I mean, you know, the manager's obviously got the players fully on his side. The fans, everyone's on his side. Even the owners had to turn around and say, yeah, fair enough. Just spoke so well after the game, didn't he, Malky Mackay, about how I'm not quitting. You know, this is a project. This is something that we've been doing for 2.5 years. We're building something very special here. I mean, he's got the respect of everyone, Robbie, hasn't he, Malky Mackay?
I'll tell you what a perfect relationship that would have been. Ron Atkinson and Vincent Tan.
Oh, beautiful.
What, one tan? Two tans?
Tan you had, Ron, would be the perfect chairman for you, wouldn't it?
Oh, come here. Oh, yeah. Andy just said, if that's what you want, Mr. Tan, yeah, you can do that.
I'll go with a... this is very tricky. As Ron said, the game's in boxing. I'm doing Match of the Day on Boxing Day night, and as I say, the games are, there's only one standout game really, that's City-Liverpool. Yeah. This game, Cardiff-Southampton, best odds, is it the draw or the Cardiff win?
Both the same, Robbie. 11-5 the draw and Cardiff, so the draw, yeah, 11-5. What are you going for, Derek?
Cardiff for me.
And Ron?
11-5, I'll go Cardiff. Yeah. What are Southampton then?
Southampton are 13-10. Incidentally, Southampton are the second bottom in the form table. You know, they have these last six game form tables. Southampton's second bottom of that, with 2 points from their last six games. West Brom are bottom on goal difference.
What about his goal yesterday, Ron Adele? Not Lambert's goal, Lallana. Did you see? He didn't even know he was there. It was just instinct, wasn't it?
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant, that. Tremendous.
He didn't even look.
Yeah, quality player, isn't he? Yeah, really good. Newcastle versus Stoke next. Newcastle United are priced up at 4-5. The draw is 5-2, and Stoke are 7-2. Newcastle up to 6th and 30 points. Stoke are 9 points back in 10th, but they'll be very happy with where they are lying in the Premier League coming up to Christmas after that 2-1 win over Aston Villa when Peter Crouch started the day off very nicely for his household, and Abbey finished it off. Newcastle, Robbie, we were talking about it the other day. We were saying, like, they've got the last time they had this many points after this many games was that season when you bet that taxi driver his cab. We were wondering if you're planning any other stunts.
No, I don't think Newcastle finished fourth. And the big dilemma I think they have is if they finish in a Europa League place, with considering when they finished in it that year, and then the following year, last year, they were awful. So it's a big dilemma for clubs of that stature. I was with John Hartson at the weekend on Final Score, and he was saying, surely you wouldn't finish in them Europa League places if you're a team. And I get it. I played in the Europa League twice, you know, for Blackburn and the old UEFA Cup for Leicester. But I'm just not so sure if teams want to finish in it. What do you think, Ron Adele?
Well, I think it's a wasted competition. I thought you'd have played in the UEFA Cup, wouldn't you?
I played the UEFA Cup, then I played in Europa League.
Swansea.
Swansea have got Napoli at home.
Yeah. I thought the UEFA Cup was a good competition because it was a knockout, wasn't it? I think once they've made it into that league thing, I think they've prostituted it.
Yeah.
It's good for the clubs like Swansea. Well, they have played in Europe a few times through the Welsh Cup thing and all that. And that's great. But have a look at their form record. Nearly all those teams without a squad. I mean, Tottenham can get by because they've got a big enough squad, and Man City would get by because they've got big enough squads. But you look at the teams like the Wiggins and people like that that have got to play Thursday and Sunday. They've struggled. And Swansea have struggled. I think people don't realise how poor Swansea have been this year, result-wise.
Mm, yeah.
They've won three and they had about the last 11 games or something.
You'd also look at Liverpool's form this season when they haven't got that, you know, that side track. There was a little bit of suspicion on Merseyside that Liverpool purposely, deliberately finished seventh last season. They could have easily won it because he didn't want to be in the Europa League. I mean, I can understand that. Yeah, nobody's interested in those 39.
But you want to win games, obviously, don't you? You just don't want to. Yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? Very strange situation to be aiming for something that you don't really want. Will they win this one then, Robbie? Newcastle.
Newcastle, I think Sparky's doing well with Stoke, but I think Newcastle will win.
Yeah, 4-5 the price for Newcastle win. Without Cheick Tiote, he's banned. He picked up his fifth yellow card, so he doesn't play against Stoke. So Anita will probably come into the middle of the park. And Stephen Ireland's back for Stoke. He missed the Villa game because it's his parent club.
Would anybody be surprised if Stoke went there and won? By the way,
no.
7-2. 7-2 is.
You know what, Dave? That's the one. I mean, I think Newcastle will win it, but that's the one. Looking at all the trick ones, I'm thinking, could this be the one? I'm quite a fan of Newcastle. I think Newcastle have got, but they are the enigma. I think they've got better players than a lot of the teams in there. And certainly would. And I know I was a Fellaini fan, but would Man United be better off buying Kabay than that? Yeah. Mm.
Wasn't it Boxing Day a few years ago when Newcastle gave one of the worst performances ever at home to Liverpool? Steven Gerrard battered them.
5-1,
yeah. Boxing Day again, home fixed, yeah. Mm, just saying. Yeah. I'm going to go for Stoke in this one.
Yeah. Jonathan Walters loves a goal against Newcastle. Scored in the 2-1 defeat at St James's Park in March. Scored in the 2-1 win over them at their place. Also scored in a 3-1 defeat. It's got one in a 4-0 win over them as well. So he's got plenty of goals, a bit of form against them. He is priced up at 130 to score any time in the match.
Price that.
Yeah, regardless of what happens. Yeah. Next up, let's have a look at West Ham versus Arsenal. West Ham are priced up at 5-1. It's 13-5 the draw. Arsenal are priced up at 8-13. We're recording this on Monday before Arsenal played Chelsea, so a little bit awkward. But Arsenal and Chelsea's games look winnable, whatever happens in the Monday night game. West Ham beaten 3-1 by Man United, Ron, when, you know, probably made Man United look better than they were, in a sense. Arsenal, obviously, still, as we record this, they're still kind of getting over the 6-3 against Man City, depending on what happens against Chelsea. Does it matter what happens against Chelsea as far as Arsenal go?
I think, definitely. I mean, if they were to beat Chelsea tonight, and I think they might, actually, I fancy they might win 2-1 tonight. I think they'd be full of it going into West Ham.
Mm.
Full of it. I know there's a bit of history between Sam and Wenger, but I think the odds are heavily stacked in Wenger's place this time. Unless they get a lorry load of injuries tonight, I could see them winning fairly comfortably.
Yeah, they won. Arsenal beat West Ham in January 5-1, Robbie, and I mean, you're 2-1 against Arsenal Chelsea is your bet of the week, actually, for tonight as we record this. But Giroud got a couple in that 5-1 win over West Ham in January. Do you expect Arsenal to go to West Ham and win on Boxing Day?
Yeah, no question. West Ham are extremely poor, and there's got to be a point when Sam Allardyce becomes under real pressure. I think West Ham will get beat. I don't think they'll score against Arsenal. I think it's Koscielny out. He's out, so it will be Vermaelen and Mertesacker at the back. But I still don't think West Ham will score against them pair. So I'm going to go with an Arsenal to nil.
Okay, I'll check the price of that while Derek's giving his thoughts. Yeah. Where do you go?
Arsenal away from home, of long odds on. Normally, I'd look to oppose them, but not, I can't believe a team such as West Ham and a manager like Sam Allardyce can perform as abysmally week after week after week, and little gets said. There's no shape, there's nothing about that team. And I'm making a good few bob just opposing them all the time. I think they're terrible. Arsenal will win this easily. I wouldn't be surprised to see Arsenal minus a goal, 6-4 almost, 29-20. That looks nailed on that. Absolutely yeah. Nailed on.
The 8-5 to win to nil.
Incidentally, is that an afternoon game or a night match?
Yeah, 3 o'clock game, that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Two more of those to come as well. Ron, you going for?
I'm going for Arsenal.
Yeah. Chelsea, Swansea next. 1-3 Chelsea, 19-5 the draw. Swansea are 9-1. Same applies to obviously Chelsea. We haven't seen the Arsenal game as we record this. But the way Swansea have been playing, Ron, you've mentioned it already. You know, a Chelsea at full pelt shouldn't have any problems. You know, they obviously the home record is fantastic under Mourinho. They score plenty of goals.
Yeah.
Swansea don't win many games away from home. Beat Fulham 2-1, but that's the only win away from home in the last five. Had recorded wins against Palace and West Brom early in the season, but they shouldn't be able to cope with Chelsea. They're almost made for Chelsea in a way, Swansea, aren't they?
I would have thought so. I'm just trying to look at. Trying to look at how many goals have Swansea scored
in total.
Yeah,
I'll tell you in a second.
Because that's one of the things that I would level against them: their ability to score enough goals.
Yeah, scored 23, conceded 23.
Yeah. I mean, didn't alter the fact. I fancy Chelsea just to see whether Chelsea would win to nothing or whether there's a possibility. So I suppose there was a possibility that. Swansea could score, but I'd go
2-0
again.
Yeah, 2-0 Chelsea is 6-1. Derek, which way do you look?
Yeah, well, again, we're recording it before Chelsea play Arsenal on the Monday, so I'm guessing that will have some impact depending on the result. But, it's easy to rule out Swansea because they just don't look the team they were last season. But let's not forget that they went to Chelsea and won 2-0 in the League Cup, didn't they? A big game, yeah. Important game. Was it a semi-final, I think it was, wasn't it?
But as we'd meet you on fire.
Yeah, exactly. He's the one, isn't he?
He's not playing, is he? He's injured.
Is he injured again? Yeah.
He was out yesterday. Yeah.
Chelsea aren't at it at the moment, but I just don't see any hope for Swansea.
He ain't done much, has he, the Wilfred?
No, he's been poor, been very poor. Some of the big players from last season haven't turned up this year. I'm going to go for Chelsea. Chelsea to be the only team to score 23-20. In other words, to win to nil.
Just come in there again, Derek. Yep. I'll tell you what, whether it's me or not, I don't know. I think that Shelby's a good player, you know.
Yeah, you know what, Ron? I was sick when he went from Liverpool, and I've seen him have some good games this one. He's been the only one likely to do anything for them in a number of games. But he does give possession away a lot, you know. He's a bit wasteful. Yeah.
Well, he only does it on his Hollywood ball.
Yeah,
I tell
yeah.
you what, there was once he broke a move up in his own half of the in his own penalty box, nudged a little ball out. It went down the right hand side, and I'm watching him. He ran and he got in the box and nearly scored.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking, Christ, he's just broke it up in his own box. He's in the other box chasing them. I tell you what, I think when he gives the ball away, it's like that game when he gave it away twice in
Liverpool,
the game.
Yeah.
But it's a glaring one. But I tell you what, he uses the ball well for an awful lot of time. I mean, the cross he put in one, and I tell you.
Oh, he's got a lot about him, yeah.
I like him. Yeah. 11, he's only about 22, isn't he?
Yeah. He looks a lot older, doesn't he?
11-2 to score in this one, if you think he can get on the score sheet. Robbie, which way do you go? Chelsea at home to Swansea?
Chelsea to nil.
Yeah, Chelsea to nil, same as Derek's bet there. Chelsea only team to score at 23-20. Quite a lot of those, if there are some to nils. 23-20
it is. 23-20,
yeah. Norwich versus Fulham is a penultimate game we'll look at. In the last of the 3 o'clock, Norwich are 23-20 themselves. The draw is 11-5. and the price for Fulham is 5-2. Fulham huffed and puffed and got beaten 4-2 by Manchester City. So again, my assertion that they're improving, it doesn't really matter, does it, if you keep conceding four goals. As for Norwich, a 0-0 draw at Sunderland followed that 1-1 draw with Swansea. So picking up points. When you look at the form over the past few games, it only shows one defeat in the last five, with a win at West Brom and a win at home to Palace, just that 5-1 defeat to Liverpool. You'd have to say that Norwich have got the better form, Derek, wouldn't you, at the moment?
Yeah, they have. And I'd expect them to win, but I expected a bigger price as well. I don't think they're a team that you can back at short. Just a shade above evens. Fulham are ordinary, we know that. Yeah. But, you know, I can see a 0-0 draw in this one. I think it finished 0-0 last season. I can see this finishing 0-0. I'd go unders on the goals, definitely.
Yeah. Robbie, are Fulham improving enough to get something away at Norwich?
Yeah, I think they are. I'm going to go for a Fulham win.
All right. Okay, 5-2, the price for that.
That's not long of there, actually, is it?
Not quite as big as you might think it would be. Yeah. You might have been a bit... 2 weeks ago, that probably would have been a little bit bigger, you guess.
I'll go Norwich.
Yeah, 23-20.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad price, actually. I would have thought that might have been even money, though.
Norwich, Gary Hooper to score, and Norwich wins 3-1 as well. And if you think Berbatov will score and you think Fulham can win it, then 6-1 the price for that. You've got your match results and both teams to score in there as well. Just before we go on to the big game of the day, just to remind you, there's on the football specials pages, there's a load of markets. You can bet on each Premier League team how many Christmas and New Year points they'll get. So every single team is listed. So, for instance, Arsenal, 7 points or more, 5-6, 3-4, or 2 points or less. If it give you a bit of fun to have a look through those, if you think you've got a handle on one of the teams, it's well worth having a look at. Every single team priced up there. Obviously, I haven't got time to go through them now. We'll finish with the live TV game on Boxing Day night. Perfect game to slouch on the sofa in front of if you're not at it. Manchester City versus Liverpool. I meant at the game, not at it. Manchester City.
You know what? I thought yes, a little bit.
A little bit fruity for the punt. 4-5, Man City. The draw's 5-2 at Liverpool, are priced up at 7-2. Interesting to hear Brendan Rodgers just taking. I don't think there's any pressure on Liverpool necessarily, but interesting to see him saying it's Manchester City's title to lose, wasn't it? That was a nice, a nice way of just dampening down the pressure on his players. But there shouldn't be any pressure on them, really, should there, Ron? Because, you know, he's not. No one was expecting Liverpool to go and win the title this year. Whatever they get is a bonus.
I think they might now, pal.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Secretly.
I think they might now.
Would you play that way? Would you be looking to dampen the pressure down the players, or would you be looking to get them up and at it?
It's just the same. I mean, the players themselves will know that if they keep winning, they've got a great chance of doing something good.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them what they call mind games and all that are more for the press's value than the players don't take too much notice, I don't think.
No.
How many games have they won on the bounce?
Manchester City now?
Yeah.
In the Premier League, they've only won a couple, but the home games in the Premier League.
That's what I mean.
Oh, well, they had they've won 8 on the bounce since losing to Norwich. If you remember that one, and if you take that out,
they've won every home game this season.
The full record, Ron. If everyone's not seen this, is 4-0, 2-0, 4-1 against Man U, 3-1, 7-0, 6-0 against Tottenham, 3-0 against Swansea, and 6-3 against Arsenal.
Well, I definitely think they'll miss Aguero a lot more than they think they will.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously they're going to miss Gerrard. I just got a fancy it might be a draw, you know. Just got a fancy that, you know, when you see a long run of www and like that, there's always a D in there somewhere. And I think this might be the one. I think it might be a draw.
Interesting, because the last game at the Etihad was a 2-2 draw. The Premier League game at Anfield was a 2-2 draw. The League Cup game at Anfield in January 2012 was a 2-2 draw as well. They drew at Anfield the year before that. So, the draw is pretty common. Here, Robbie. When you weigh up the home versus away form, the home form is staggering. Liverpool's away form, not so good, is it? 5-0 win at Tottenham was the first win they'd had, Robbie, since beating Sunderland at the end of September. A couple of losses in there to Hull and to Arsenal. Draws at Tottenham, Everton and Newcastle. Can Liverpool hold Man City off, do you think, Robbie?
No, I don't think they can. I think it'd be a good game. Both teams to score, I think you've got to go for. But I think City will win it 2-1.
2-1. I'll have a look at the price of that. Derek, City were irresistible against Arsenal. And you know, I guess they're the big game, you know, irresistible against Tottenham as well. Yeah. Beating Man U at 4-1. Have Liverpool got any more than any of those teams?
Well, no. You know, after, the league table suggests they have, but I think Liverpool have been riding their luck a little bit. The Tottenham game, it wasn't Liverpool being outstanding. Well, they were very, very good, but it was Tottenham were absolutely diabolical. On Sunday against Swansea, they had a 10-minute spell when they were blistering because of, not Swansea, Cardiff, because of the Cardiff defence falling apart. Second half, they were outplayed by them, even though, you know, they took the foot off the gas. I think Man City will win this, you know. I think they're a better side. If they played at their best, they'd walk all over Liverpool. Then again, I said that last season, and it finished 2-2, and City needed that wonder goal from Aguero. Remember that one when he was out on the far touchline?
Yes.
Yeah, scored that great goal. But I just can't... Liverpool had more possession that day as well, by the way. But I just cannot... I can't oppose City at home. I just think they're a fantastic team, and I can't say that. I'd love to say that about Liverpool, but I can't. You've always got a chance with Suarez in your team. Especially against that City defence, if company doesn't play, you know, they're awful. But it's everywhere else in the team. City are better. City will win this.
If you think Suarez will score in a Man City win, by the way, it's 7-2 the price for that. Yeah. Robbie, your 2-1, Robbie, is 15-2. Unfortunately, both teams to score is 2-5.
Oh well, that Lee. So that's 7-4 for the only one team to score, but in the no. That's a great bet. I didn't even look at that one.
Because they've done it against Tottenham, haven't they? They did it against Norwich. I suppose, you know, they have conceded goals to Arsenal, Tottenham and Man United, Man City. And the other one I was going to say was the match result. So Man City to win and both teams to score is 2-1. Robbie, would that tempt you in?
You got
3-2, anything like that. So, and you're going for a City win, Ron?
No, I'm going for a 2-2 draw.
2-2 draw. You're going for that one to carry on the run. 12-1 to make it the fourth successive 2-2 draw. Wouldn't be a big that sort of thing does happen in football. 12-1 the price for that. Let's finish off with a bet of the week from the guys. Which just before I do that, actually, we're mentioning Suarez. I know this isn't the greatest price in the world, but 5-4 for him to score in his current form. If they do get a free kick or anything like that, then that you won't get him odds against anywhere, Derek, will you?
No. Well, I'm
not saying it's a great price at all. I'm just saying it out of interest. It's you won't see him odds against anywhere in the Premier League apart from
City. No. Well, he was 3-10 on. He was 10-3 on at the weekend.
Yeah,
I mean, most of his goals have come at Anfield this season, but last season, more of them were away from home, funnily enough.
Yeah. Let's get a bet of the week then from the guys. Neither landed this weekend. Still waiting for Robbies as we record this, of course, a 2-1 to Arsenal in the Monday night Premier League game. So
do you want to pick mine, Lee?
No.
I've hit the post more times than Liverpool did last year.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I'm going to go Arsenal to win at West Ham 2-0.
Arsenal 2-0 at West Ham. I'll have a look at the price on that one.
Be around 6-1, won't it?
Yeah, no doubt, yeah. What are you going for, Derek?
I'm going to go for Crystal Palace at 7-2 to win at Aston Villa.
It's 7-1, Ron. So, Derek, you're going Crystal Palace
to win at Villa, 7-2.
7-2 win. Robbie, you've got a bet in hand at the minute still as well. So, what are you going for?
Everton to win 2-0.
I think I said that price. What, it was just a 23-20 or something
like that.
Everton to win 2-0 is 23-20. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much, Chaz. Merry Christmas.
Yes, speak then.
Good luck.
Cheers, Derek. Thanks, Ron. Cheers, Robbie.
Adios.
Thanks.
Cheers, boys.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.